It means shalufi. Just means picking off the bad yirokas. Like Rashi says shalufi. Shayirokas ritzufin. If you have yirokas bunched together, too much are growing too close together. Noitum yem beventayim. You're allowed to pick out the middle ones. Liyachla tidit. Mutu liyafusin. Mutu. Liyachla mutu. If you're picking out the middle ones, even though it's also making the outer ones grow better. But if you're doing it to make the, to eat it, that's mutu. Liyafusim, if you're only picking out now the in-between ones to make it look nice and grow better, then it's also. So that's the pshat for madlin. Madlin means shalufi. Because it's not like we learned. Ha-meidol b'gefanim. If somebody's by a grape, by a vineyard, and he's picking off the grapes, kishem shu meidol b'shaloi, kachu meidol b'shalaniyim. Because meidol means, again, if you have a bunch of grapes, and it's too much, they're not growing well. So you want to pick out some grapes, to make the other ones not so bunched together, they'll grow better. So the Mishnah says, just like you're allowed to do it for yourself, because it's a small, you're only gaining on the deal. It's the same thing, meidol b'shalaniyim. Let's say you have teya. You have the end of your field, you're left over for the aniyim. And the aniyim didn't come yet. So even though the field belongs to these peiros, these fruits, belong to the aniyim, you're allowed to do what's good for them. So you could be meidol, pick out the bunches and separate them to make them grow better. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oimer no b'shaloi rishoi. You're allowed to do for yourself, you can do it. V'yeni rishoi b'shalo aniyim. But since the peya belongs to the aniyim, you can't touch it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So because the Rabbi learned, that's what the Brisa said on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to be madlin l'yirokas. It only means this halacha. That if you have too many vegetables growing together, you could pick out the middle ones to make the other ones grow better if you want to eat the one you picked out. That's what Rabbi learned. But Ravina said back to him, you're wrong. Omalei v'atanya, we learned the first in the price like this, that madlin mayim lirokas, you're allowed to fetch water on cholamoyed and use the water to water your vegetables. K'day leichlon, if the purpose is to eat them on cholamoyed, you're allowed to make a big tircha, work hard, l'tzorech leichlon nefesh. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, itanya tanya, if you learned that, that's what I'm asking to you. Like Rabbi said, he himself didn't hear this pshat. But if you bring me down to a ferish price like that, I'm also asking to you. And that's takad alocha. That what you're doing with Sarek Eichel Nefesh itself, like here you want to water your vegetables to make them grow better for another 2 days, that you're going to pick them off, teat them on Yom Tov itself, that's mutam. You pick them off on Chol HaMoed, teat on Chol HaMoed or teat on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be matriach yourself and fetch the water to water the vegetables. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein oisin ugyis l'gefanim. If you have your kerim, you have your vineyards there, you're not allowed to dig holes underneath the bottom of it to make it grow better. V'yein oisin ugyis l'gefanim. You can't make the dishes underneath it. It could be for the purpose of irrigating, of watering it better there, but you can't work on the fields on Chol HaMoed. My ugyis, what does ugyis mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Benachi. It means Benachi, which means these Rashi, Boirois Tachas HaGefanim. You want to make ditches, like underneath the Gefanim, underneath the grapes, Vizaisim. Vizaisim Bamayim. Eventually you fill it up with water. So you want to make like an irrigation system there, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. That's too much of a tircha, that's also to do. Tanya Nam Yochav, learn like this also. Elu en Ugyis. What are Ugyis? Vedidin. Shebikrei Zaisim. Vishebikrei Gefanim. Small holes that you make near the roots of an olive tree or of the grapes, you make these holes in order to fill them up with water, so that's too much of a tircha, it's also to do on Chol HaMoed. So now, void is shemakarka, it's not a big tzarech, it's not a hefsid, it's also to do on Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara, any will not like that. For Rav Yehuda Shari, Levnei Bar Tzisoi, he was mounted his family, Leneved Benach LeKarmeim, he was mounted them to make holes underneath the grapes. So you see, you are allowed to work on the ground there. If you're first making new holes the first time, that's awesome. That's too much of a tircha. After he was matter there, the family, they had already holes underneath the vineyards. It only got stuffed up a little bit. So just to fix it up, that's muta. The Rashi says, there was never ditches there before. Also, it's too much of a tircha. You had already holes, an irrigation system there, under the grapes, under the olive tree. The nistimustana got stuffed up, muta lachsalachoy from Chol HaShemoed. Then you're allowed to clean it out on Chol HaShemoed. Right, the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Azai Yoimer, a nice and nice ama. You're not allowed to make an ama, means a flow of water, an ama by an ama in your fields, both on Shviyas and on Chol HaMoed. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Can work on the ground, both on Chol HaMoed to make the irrigation canal, or on Shviyas. So Bishplei Memoed Mishom Nekotorach. Bishplei on Chol HaMoed, you can't make an irrigation canal in your fields, because it's too much of a tircha. So tircha you say, it's also on Chol HaMoed. El Shviyas my time. What's wrong to make an irrigation to just dig the hole in your ground for the irrigation? You're not digging an amnasta plant to make it grow better. You're only digging to make an irrigation system. What's wrong with doing that on Chol HaMoed? Is Pligi Bo Rabbi Zerav Rabbi Abba Bamamel. Machloikis. Chadam, one says, Mithnesha Nira Koider. It looks like you want to like plow the ground. It looks like when you're digging now, like you're plowing the ground for the purpose that you're going to plant now on Shemitah, and that's awesome. So it's like Marasayim. If people see you digging the ditches now, the canal system, they'll think you're digging to plow the ground, to eventually plant on Shemitah. The Chadam, and one says, Mithnei Shemach Chirak Fel Exriya. Not only am I a scientist, but you're actually doing it. When you make this small hole, this canal, what do? You dig out the ground, and you put the ground on the side. You make like a bank on the side. So this bank now, this Akfem, is very soft ground, and now it's able to plant on it. So Meli Yev Machshir Akfel Izriyam, that's a malacha. That's like Mamash Chvira, your mom is softening the ground. The Rashi says, Shemachshir Akfel Izriyam, Kishachayfur Amma, when you're digging out this Amma, this ditch, this canal, and you put the dirt from inside on the side on the bank, you're making the bank now very soft ground, you can plant in it. You're making soft ground now, that's also to do on Shemitah. So it's not Sama Marasayin, but it's Mamish also. So Mar says, my Benayu, what's the difference of the two reasons? If right after you dig this canal, right away the water comes. So it's like this. The one that says you're really doing the Chirisha now, you're softening the banks. You make them able to plant. Still be yasser. What do I care if water's coming, but you still soften the banks? But the man that says it's only a marasayin, that people think you're plowing the ground now in order to eventually seed it, leka. That you don't have the marasayin now. Since the water is coming right away, everybody sees what was the purpose of you making this canal, only to make an irrigation of water, but not to really plant. So then there wouldn't be a marasayin. Now the Gemara asks, but Ulaman the Yom of Neshanir Rakhaider, the one that says only as marasayin, Lechash Mavnesha Machshavak Felis Ria. How come it doesn't also agree to the reason that you're softening the banks? So even though the water comes right away, still it should be awesome. Because Lamaisi is softening the banks of the canal, that's an Isra of Chirisha. So again, if this one holds from that swara, what's the difference? Elika benayu the koshokol minei v'shadu lebroi. I tell you, when you're making this canal, you dig in the hole, you don't just pick the shovel up and put the ground on the side, but you throw the dirt all the way on the side. You throw it far away. So it's like this. Laman v'yom of neshem machshavak fel izriya leka. You don't have it, because you're not making a bank now. You're not stacking up the ground on the side of the canal. You're throwing the ground far away, so people feel like you're not making any zriya. You're not softening the ground, you're throwing it away. But Laman v'yom of neshem nira kaider. But the man v'yom says that the gzeret looks though by digging the canal itself, digging the hole, looks like you're plowing. The hole itself looks like you're plowing ikra. That even though you throw the dirt far away, but it still looks like you're doing the purpose of softening the ground. So that's enough, Gemina. So Gemara says, no. Well, the mandiyam of neishamach shirak fell is ria. The mandiyam that only holds from that reason, leichesh of neishanir akaiter. Why doesn't he also agree there's a chashash marasayim that it looks like you're plowing? In other words, both svarish should agree one to the other. So if they both agree to one another, where's their machlekes here? So Gemara says, no. He holds, Oide nami kivun the koshoko beduchte manachle. That a regular oider, when you plow the ground, what do? You pick up the ground and throw it down again. That's the way you soften the ground. So over here, where you're taking the ground and throwing it far away, you're like digging the hole here, but you're throwing it far away. That's the machlekes. He holds that's not chayshid mishum oider. People won't think you're plowing the ground. The only chashash he holds usually is that it looks like the banks you're using the zriya to plow on, but here to seed it in. But here that you're throwing the dirt far away, there's no banks, it'll be mutter. The other man yama says, no, even when you throw the dirt far away, still the meister right now looks like you're doing a harisha, it looks like you're plowing the ground, that's why it's awesome. That's the machlokes. when you throw the ground far away, does it still look like you're doing a harisha or not? A meima learned that the Pshad Na Mishnah, where Ablozer ben Azayah says that even on Shvius, you're not allowed to make this Amis Hamayim, is because it looks like you're being, it looks like you're plowing the ground. The Kashle the Ablozer ben Azayah, the Ablozer ben Azayah. He had a steer in Ablozer ben Azayah. Or Miyom, Ablozer ben Azayah, called Shanira Koider. Also, anything that looks like you're plowing the ground is also on Shemitah, or Remini Havakasha. Oisa Adam Ezvoloi Oitzer. A person on Shemitah, if you have a lot of manure, a lot of like pests of manure from the animals, that's called zvoloi, you're allowed to pile it up in your ground. You can make an oitzer, a pile in the middle of your ground, just pile up all the manure there. That's what the bright Mishnah says. Oisa Adam Ezvoloi Oitzer on Shemitah. Rabbi Meir Oitzer, Meir says, no, it's also, because the Mara saying, people that see you throwing the manure on your ground, think you're doing it to fertilize your ground to grow better, and that's also to do on Shemitah. So you can't store up the manure on your ground in your field on Shemitah. He says in the condition, first you have to make a ditch 3 tefachim deep. Then if you throw the manure there, so people say clearly you're not doing it just to pasteurize your, just to fertilize your ground, but you're doing it to store it. Or else first you make the ground go up 3 tefachim, and then you store the manure there, then it's mutter. People don't think you're fertilizing the ground. Let's say you had already a long time, you had a storage of manure there, and now you're just adding a little bit more. You had a little bit left over from last stock, then you can add as much as you want now. Same svara. People realize you're not doing it to fertilize your ground, but rather you're just storing the manure. Now, Reb Elazar ben Azayah oiser at sheyamik shloisha or at sheyagbiya shloisha. He says, no, you can't store the manure on your ground on Shemitah, because it looks like you're fertilizing the ground. Only if you first make a ditch 3 tefachim deep, then you put it in there so people see you're not fertilizing it, you start storing it. Or sheyagbiya shloisha. You first build the mountain a high 3 tefachim, then on that, put the manure. So if you have a strong rock there, on top of the rock you can store the manure. Again, people see you're not fertilizing the ground on top of a rock, that's mutter. So the kashrut is like this. That Reb Elazar ben Azayah says, how are you allowed to store the manure in your fields on Shemitah? Only if you first dig down 3 tefachim, like make a hole 3 tefachim, and then store it there. So kashrut is, how could you dig a hole 3 tefachim? And now Mr. Ablozer ben Azayah says, you can't dig an Amas Hamayim on Shvius, on Shemitah, because it looks like you're plowing the ground. Even though your only purpose is to make a canal of water, which should be mutter, but it looks like you're plowing the ground. So how could Ablozer ben Azayah say here, if you want to store your manure, the zevel, in your ground, you have to first dig out a hole, 3 tefachim, and then fill it up with manure, luchur it should be also. You can't dig out the hole, it looks like you're banging the harisha. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Zeirav Rav Abba Bamamul, Chadam once says, Kagoyin Shehemek, that after Reb Elazar ben Azayah says is only mutter, if you dig, it doesn't mean now you have to dig 3 tefachim. It's taka osur on Shemitah to do it. It just means if you have a hole already from before Shvius, from before Shemitah in your ground, then on Shemitah you let it fill it up with manure. But then, if you don't have it from before, Reb Elazar Shita would be, it's also to dig the hole on Shvius. For Chadam, another Torah says, no, Ziv lo mechichalov. That here, where right away you're filling up the zevel, you're filling it up with zevel, everybody sees clearly what you're doing. That is right away, when you dig the hole, you put all the manure in it, everybody knows you're not doing it to be chorish, to plow the ground, but you're doing it only for the purpose of storing your zevel, that's why it's mutter. Right, then the Mishnah says, O Mesachman, that's a Samakokolos B'moyit. If you have a canal system already, that got stuffed up, you're allowed to fix it on Cholomoyit. That's not so much bother, that's mutter. For the more mimical colors, what does it mean? It got clogged up, it got broken. Omer Rababa, Shem Hoysa Almuka Tefach. If right now it's only a deep 1 tefach, the canal. Ma'amidu Ashisha Tvachim. You let him make it back the way it was before, Nama by Nama, Shisha Tvachim. Because originally, before Cholomoyed, it was 6 tefachim deep, and they got it clogged up 5 tefachim, it's only 1 tefach deep. You allow to, on Cholomoyed, dig down the 5 tefachim to make it back to its original 6 tefachim. It must be like this. Pshita, Chatzi tefach ha-shloshe tefachim. If at the beginning it was only deep three tefachim, and now lemaisa it's only one a half a tefach down, kivon de leover maya leklumo. Since it's only deep now a half of a tefach, so no water could flow over it, it's like there's not an emes ha-mayim altogether there. So therefore that's also to fix it now in chol ha-moed. Even though you only have to dig down two and a half tefachim, but since right now it's like you have nothing, it's too much of a bother to make it on chol ha-moed. What about tefchayim al shnei moser? Let's say right now it's two tefachim deep, but originally it was 12 tefachim deep. That's also to do on chol ha-moed to dig down now 10 tefachim. The kotorah tirchi yisayv, it's too much of a bother to have to dig deep now 10 tefachim down. Loi, avadah etzosah. But the question is like this, tefchayim al shiva maho. Right now it's 2 tefachim deep, but originally it was 7 tefachim deep. So how much do you have to dig down now? Only 5 tefachim. So now, what's the halacha? Hocho chamisha komamik, hocho chamisha komamik, it should be mutter. Our case is where originally it was 6 deep. Now it's only 1. So you're allowed to dig 5 down. So here it's the same thing. Now it's 2 tefachim deep, and you have to dig down to 7. You only have to dig down 5 more. So maybe it's mutter, the same thing. Or do it, maybe no. Kivun diikot tefach yiseirom. Since here, the 5 is further down. You have to get down to the 7th tefach down. That's much more harder to do. Maybe that's usher. Take him over as by take him. As if it's only 1 tefach deep, and you only have to dig down 5 tefachim, altogether it's only 6 tefachim. That's not so hard. But now when you're starting out deep, 2 tefachim, and you have to dig down another 5 to get down to 7, that last tefach, the 7th tefach, is much harder to do. It's more deeper down, it's harder to get down so deep. Therefore, maybe it's too much tirchah to do on chol ha-moed. Merblaz v'atekum. Abaye shori livnei bar hamduch leshchufei nahora. Abaye was matri, this family, this people, to leshchufei nahora. Their river, leshchufei Rashi says, la'akar anfei ilonis hagdilim benor. In their river, the flow of water, there were like trees there. There were branches growing that blocked the flow of the water. So he held on chol ha-moed, you're allowed to uproot those trees in order to make the flow go good. It's not such a big tircha. Reb Yirmiyah sharelu levnei sechusa lemichron hora. Reb Yirmiyah was not of the people of sechusa also to clean out the river. Rashi says lemichron hora temima. Rashi says, the Gemara says lemichron hora temima means lefanos mekor hamayin shenistam. From the beginning where the well came out, it got clogged up there. She had to clean out from the place where the well starts, where the water starts, originates from. You can clean out that place to make it flow good. On chol ha-moed, Rav Ashi sharelu levnei moser machzia, these people liakduche nora brunitz. Liakduche, Rashi says, lefana shirtan sheben sanor. In the middle of the river, there was a pile of rocks, let's say. He matted them to clean it out in order to make the flow go well. Rashi, brunitz mishem hanor. He was matted them the kitza to clean out the river to make sure the water flows well on chol ha-moed. Omar, he said, Kivun the shosim and a rabbi manu svara. Not because it's easy to do. Maybe it's taka hard work. But since there's a rabbi that used this water for drinking purposes, the rabbi used the water. Kivun the shosim and a rabbi to rabbi dummy. It has a loch of rabbi. Utanan the loch is oisin kosochi rabbi. Sochi rabbi is mutter on chol ha-moed. So the kids are, shosi either means they drink from it mamish, or else the rabbi needs this rain, this water, to water the fields with. But the kids are, the rabbi needs it. For the purpose of the rabbim, you're allowed to do tircha on chol ha-moed. But then the Mishnah says, "O mesaknin es kilkuloi hamayim shebishus rabbim." If you have a flow of water going through the